Laura with the Average Joe Talk Show, trying to find something light and silly to talk about. So this is what I was thinking. Number one, I haven't totally abandoned the idea of interviewing other people, but when there are not other people around, just to explain, then I kind of interview myself and the deep, dark recesses of my mind. So, sorry if that doesn't impress you enough, but I'm only impressing two people apparently right now, so on the who listen to this podcast, so there you go. I was just walking past Starbucks, and there were this couple came out with their like matching black outfits and cowboy hats, which reminded me of all the other people I've noticed over time, you know, from people who look like their dogs, who, you know, both have puffy hair, to, you know, elderly couples who are both wearing like plaid overcoats and matching hats. It's so common. I'm not saying anything new. You can look it up. It's like very common that when people have either spent a lot of time together or like lived together a long time, like they can end up sounding like each other. Like people used to mistake me for my mother all the time when they'd call. So you can sound like the people that you're close to. You can dress like them. You know, it's just very common. But I thought about this, and I'm like, well, my kids are gone. I do have roommates, but, you know, they have their own lives. I have animals. Animals are like the constant. So how am I like my animals? And I'm definitely like all of them a little bit, but right now I'm definitely closest, well, it's a tie between Momo and Ryan. I love them all, don't get me wrong, but I'm probably closest to those two. Momo is the youngest, Ryan is like the second youngest. And I am, and I just was going to explain right now, whether you want to really hear this or not, how I'm like these two cats. And as you listen, maybe think about, who are you closest to right now in your life? And how are you like whatever it is that you love, you know? Because I do. These animals really ground me. Okay, so Momo is definitely like our deceased, but much-loved cat Willow. Momo will just throw himself across the kitchen floor in kind of a not-so-subtle plea for food and attention. You know, that's like me. I'll kind of throw myself out there for attention, whether it's on TikTok or podcast or whatever, you know. But then I'm also like Momo in that there are times when I definitely don't want attention. Like, I just want to hide. I don't want everyone to pay attention to me. I want to hide so that I can actually think my own thoughts and live in my own little dream world and not have to deal with things. You know, I need time to create. And I think like Momo, like, yeah, Momo actually will disappear for long stretches of time. He'll go and explore and roam and catch things. But then when he comes back, like, he wants to be right there. He wants to be sitting right on the table in front of you. He wants the attention. He loves the attention. But very skittish, you know, with new people. He's skittish and it takes him a while. But once he is comfortable with you, he's totally himself. You know, he's relaxed. He just needs time. Which definitely is like me. I'm a scaredy cat at first, you know. I got to figure out whether I really trust somebody. And I would like to say that I'm gorgeous like Momo. Momo is gorgeous. Momo is luxurious. He has white, gorgeous fur on his belly. And he's got beautiful tabby markings on his top of his head. And he's beautiful eyes. And he's got this sort of Egyptian, like a black line around each eye. He's gorgeous. You know, he's delectable. And I would love to say all those things are true of me, you know, but how vain can one get, you know? But I'm also like Ryan. Ryan is kind of like messy looking. He's got fur everywhere. He's got brambles in his fur half the time. And he doesn't even care, which is like me. Like, there's only so much effort I can put into how I look. The rest of the time, I'd rather just get going and live life and not spend all my time primping, you know. I'm like Ryan. I'm also like Ryan because his tail, it's bent. He's got a weird, like, stunted tail, which is kind of like me. You know, I'd say I'm a pear shape. You know, I don't have necessarily the longest legs in the world. And I'm quirky. I'm a little bit out there. I'm a little different, which is like Ryan, you know. Ryan is definitely a very cuddly cat. He puts up with anything. He's just, you could hold him and toss him and dangle him, and he doesn't care. Most of the time, he just does not care what you do to him, which is like me. Like, I don't care. People can tease me and make fun of me, and I don't care. Like, I laugh it off. It's a joke. I often encourage people to, like, tease me, because it's like, if you let someone tease you, you know, in a good-natured way, like, it means that they're joking, that they're laughing, that they're having fun. So, like, the other night, we went to this haunted house, and I'm, like, totally, like, hamming it up and acting like I'm super scared every time I pass some, you know, creepy-looking, you know, possessed demon. And I'm not actually scared, but I'm acting like I'm scared, which makes them, you know, chase me and try to pounce on me even more. And it's hilarious. It's fun. You know, it gave them something to do. It gave me something to do. So, I mean, I think life's more interesting when you ham things up and let people have fun. And Ryan definitely lets people have fun. He's not like this cat who's like, you can't pick me up. No, he's totally easygoing. He's a super easygoing cat. Could care less, really, what people think of him. That's me. Totally me. So, I guess that's all I want to say is think about who you love. Think about how you are like whatever this thing is that you love. Maybe you don't love any person. Maybe you just love a certain video game. How are you like that video game? Maybe you raise chickens. How are you like your chickens? Maybe you love your job. Maybe you are like, you know, whatever, the president of your company, and you're totally like bonded with it, whatever this company is that you run. Like, how are you like that company? You know, whatever it is, what do you love? And how are you like them or it or they or whatever it is? Because I think what you love says a lot about who you is.